Lord, give us wise, self-controlled, faithful, and courageous hearts. Fill our souls with devotion to your service and total submission to your will. Amen. Blessed Mother began, "It is important that peace is kept, never at the expense of truth or necessary correction, but always for petty reasoning that do nothing and have no importance. This is a key skill among you, dear ones, learning what is important from what is a contentious spirit. Better to yield than to contend when it is not something that will affect faith or morals. Most arguing comes, after all, from vainglory and wanting to be right. Crucify that attitude of heart. Do not allow it to prosper. The devil will try a multitude of ways to cause division, but you can head him off. Eventually, he will get tired of trying to set you up without gaining any ground. Avoid controversies and stating your opinion in order to be more informed than others. Mother, what are you trying to say? Stay on track, dearest, and we will increase the anointing. Once people recognize truth from error, they will favor truth. You have perceived well. Russia is very serious about keeping the U.S. out of their national business. America has a reputation for doing that very same thing all over the world. That is why she is so hated by so many nations. It's not about justice. It's about serving our country's own needs to the exclusion of the Ukrainian people. She has earned this reputation. Oh, Claire, the whole situation is so very complicated. But as we have warned you so many times, war is coming to this nation. It is only a matter of time, but all the signs point to that. And as you have been instructed, these things will happen simultaneously. The earthquakes, the wars, pandemics, and financial failure. This is why you have been getting things ready. America has already used up her mercy and gone way beyond what she should have reaped by now. Ezekiel was in serious pain for 2 days. This is the word he was given after the terrible storm that destroyed the Midwest. This is not false labor. These are the birth pains in earnest. I am coming. Mother, you know what this does to me. Oh, dear Mother, what can we do for him? Your prayers are not falling on deaf ears. The season of suffering is a requirement of all heart dwellers. This is a time unequaled in misery for the sons and daughters of God. Please, can't you remove some of this? It is coming to an end soon, Claire. Oh, thank you, Blessed Mother. She continued, be confident of this. Nothing you suffer is being wasted. There is so much going on, and this is needed. This is not strictly a natural occurrence. They are being egged on and targeted to certain areas. The enemy has no mercy, Claire. What you are living through right now is only the beginning of sorrows for the earth and its inhabitants. Brace yourselves, my people. Arm yourselves with patient endurance. None of this is easy for anyone. Get your food stores set. Please do not delay another day. You are running a risk of not having enough if you wait any longer. Please finish off what I have asked you to do. Do not put it off. This is not your thinking. It is my speaking. Do not panic. Just obey. Obedience is very important, and delayed obedience, as you say, is not obedience at all, but self-will. These storms are created deliberately to paralyze and immobilize your nation. They are at the door. My son is holding them back at this point. If you live in Japan, I seriously warn you, Japan will disappear into the ocean. If you don't want to go with it, please leave there as soon as possible. Andor, I don't have your email, or I would have written to you. Mother Mary continued, but you, my faithful praying family, will be proven to be honorable and true to his calling upon your lives. And there will be times when mercy is granted because of your faithfulness. Claire, I know you are struggling. I am so, so sorry. Beloved, you must pray the binding prayer and use the helmet going into the rosary. The atmosphere is very turbulent. You are in a room with some who are sleepy, some who are struggling, some who are just not here. It is very disrupting. Along with that is the issue of faith. Am I really speaking to her? Yes. Those thoughts are being used to buffet some in this room. Whoever will listen and not put them down, they will rise up against you. What is the solution, Mother? Prayer. I thought to myself with a chuckle, but how could the problem be the solution? This is only the beginning of woes. It is the accumulation of guilt that is finally being judged. I don't think you should try to do that again. I know, Mother. What was I thinking? Well, now you know for sure. But thank you for carrying on. Thank you, Mother, for being here. Oh, thank you so, so much. As people experience more and more deprivations and tragedies, some will return to God. They will seek answers from him, and he shall give those answers. I cannot imagine Jesus taking water from the earth, Mother. Nor can I. We will have to wait and see what he does. But understand, this would be the consequence of continual sinning with no regard for others. Many things will not be recognized as chastisements for sin. This is where the body comes in. They must know it is because of the sinfulness of man on earth. It will not be a popular message, but it will be the truth. Claire, someone must be honest with them. Much of the ministry at that time will be prophetic, but it will also come with love and understanding. Those who repent will feel the sweetness of the Lord and be so convinced that not even death will convince them. Others will indeed curse him on their way to hell. This is the last thing he wants for them, so he will do everything in his power to move them in the right direction. Yet there will be those who shake their fist at him. How sad this will be, because Jesus offered them his love. Yet they will not acknowledge their guilt. They will blame it all on him. These are the hard cases that need the most prayer. How grateful they shall be if they say yes to him again on that day. By the way, I just read part of Kat Kerr's book, Revealing Heaven, and I highly recommend it to all heart dwellers. She also mentioned that the great cloud prays for their loved ones on earth. They look on earth from a special room in heaven, cheering them on and praying for them. She is the second minister who had the courage to speak the truth. Jesse Duplantis is the other. He talks about his trip to heaven when King David said he would pray for Jesse. The Portal, Chapter 5, page 72. You can be sure that Our Lady, who willingly gave up her son to atone for our sins, is heavily involved in our formation, both in prayer and visitation. The Lord is going to reveal this to all Christians soon, but for you who have the understanding already, you are a very blessed group of souls. You will be very busy explaining this to your evangelical friends who have refused her role in heaven. God bless you all, dear heart dwellers, and thank you for keeping Christ in Christmas.